A következő műsor megtekintése 12 éven aluliak számára nem ajánlott.
Idea was maybe when I was at school, aged about 15, 14 or 15, and I thought, I don't want to be here forever, you know. And my grandmother said to me, you can probably leave school age 16 if you want. And this was like a revelation to me, and I thought, wow, so there's birds in the sky flying, and I could be as free as them in 1 year's time. And I was very happy about this, and was already getting very, very obsessed by music. And then by the time I left school, I wanted to do nothing else at all, you know. I was off and away, and haven't put the guitar down since to this day, you know. So, really, it was around then.
When he was little, his mother made him make the sound of a river flowing, and then a waterfall, and a piano, and just...
Yeah, she'd sit there and say, describe to me a river as it begins, and then gets bigger and ends up in the sea. And I'd sit there and play the piano like that, and they were happy with this and encouraged me, you know. Nowadays there are a few, and I mean, I think there always have been. When I first started seriously starting to do gigs around the place, there were maybe seven bands of a similar kind of style, not with the actual style, but in the kind of where they would play and where they would perform and stuff. And there was about seven or eight of these different bands, and then gradually as time went on, they kind of stopped and went off to do other things. We'll be right back.
it just sort of happened, really.
Yeah, the right place at the right time, really.
Well, I don't know. I was around the scene for quite a while, and I didn't want to bother the boys with their little club. It wasn't my intention. And eventually, one bass player left, and we took. I suppose we had another amazing bass player for a while. We had Vinny for a while before we moved to America. But we had. I had to get out of England after a while, and we just had enough of the rain and enough of the music scene was getting a little.
Osric is a name from Scandinavia, actually, which I heard on the TV at one point in the background and thought, that's a funny name. And then that evening someone said, Osric, what? And blah, 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 you know. And so we called it that because somebody came up to me at a festival when we were playing and said, what's the name of the band? And I went, Osric Tentacles. And he wrote it down and he thought it was official. And he phoned me up the next day and said, are you still sticking with the Osric Tentacles name and all this? So we did stick with it, but then we found out that if you look at the book of names and look up Osric, I think it means something really nice, like shining bright cosmic energy.
Yeah.
You know, so.
That's fine.
That was lucky. It didn't mean something horrible. Yeah. So.
Thank you.
Well, there is no method I could write down, because every song is a different story, really. Normally what happens, really, for a lot of these songs, I wake up in the morning, have a tea, and then think the day's looking nice, have another cup of tea, take it in the studio, I switch the synthesizer on and start going, is it working? And then suddenly, hey, hang on, there's an idea, you know? Many songs have started like this. Also other ones, sometimes when all the band is together, we will jam and form stuff from that, and sometimes live recordings with improvisation comes through and we find little bits for that. And then occasionally it'll be the picking up of an acoustic instrument, like a guitar or a flute or whatever, and just finding tunes. I hear tunes in my head all the time. So I had a telephone at one point which would record very easily, and I used to record a lot of things, but she left it on an airplane.
Sorry.
She left it on a plane. So someone has this phone with all these amazing little tunes in it.
Yeah, British Airways will have just destroyed it.